The Kansas City Chiefs head to Cincinnati to play the 3-0 Bengals this coming Sunday. The Bengals are coming off a 28-24 win over the Baltimore Ravens, and Andy Dalton, that offense, is already off to a great start.
Yeah, they're averaging 414 yards per game, second best in the NFL. And when you start with the Bengals, you got to start with the quarterback. He's got playmakers, but let's start with Andy Dalton. 8 touchdowns, 1 interception this year. He's actually averaging second best in the NFL, 9.4 yards per attempt, so they're delivering the ball down the field. That offense in general is averaging over 7 yards on first down. It's best in the NFL. That's something the Chiefs defense is going to have to contend with this week. But when you start with that offense, all the success they've had, Andy Dalton's a huge part of it.
Yeah, you also kept a look at the running game. I know Jeremy Hill last year had a great 2014, over 1,000 yards, actually had a better yards per carry than Jamal Charles with 5.1, and you can't count him out because you also have Giovanni Bernard in the mix this year for a combination approach.
Yeah, and Hill's only had 3 yards per carry so far this season. Bernard is over 5.5 yards per carry, which is one of the best marks in the NFL right now. You talk about Hill and all the success that he had last year, talking about Jamal Charles. Jamal Charles still has the best yards per carry average in the entire NFL. Had a big game last week against the Packers, so we still know what he can do. But when you look at this entire offense, not just what they have at running back, not just what they have with Andy Dalton, offensive line, A.J. Green on the outside, there's a lot of playmakers all over the place.
A.J. Green, actually last week's AFC Offensive Player of the Week for that effort in the Ravens game.
Yeah, he's fourth in the NFL right now with 335 yards receiving. A lot of that was because he had 10 catches for 227 yards last week. 6'4", 207 pounds. I know the Chiefs defense gets cornerback Sean Smith back. Couldn't be a better time to get a big physical corner to go up against a big physical receiver this week.
And it's not talked about a lot, but you got to look at this Bengals offensive line, especially with the Holly Houston connection coming at him this Sunday.
Yeah, protecting Andy Dalton is something that they've done very well this year. They've only given up 2 sacks, which is tied for second best in the NFL. And for that group, their best lineman is their left tackle, Andrew Whitworth. He's only given up 1 quarterback hurry this season. He's going to be matched up with Tom Bali for a lot of this game. And anytime you go up against a good offense, we've talked about it the last couple of weeks with Peyton Manning and last week with Aaron Rodgers, you've got to get pressure on them. Something the Chiefs have been very good at with Justin Houston, Tom Bali, the guys you mentioned. But the Bengals have done very well at protecting Andy Dalton. The Chiefs are going to have to figure out a way to get pressure and try to slow down this offense.
So we know about the offense. Of course, Alex Smith, Jamal Charles, they're going to want to score. What should Chiefs fans be looking at in this Bengals defense?
Well, it starts with their front 7, and particularly that defensive line. If you look at the numbers of Pro Football Focus, 5 of their 6 top-rated defensive players are all defensive linemen. That starts with Geno Atkins. He's definitely something they're going to have to contend with in the interior of that Chiefs offensive line, and it's an area they haven't been particularly good. The Chiefs have given up 14 sacks, which is ranks last in the NFL. That's something they're going to have to figure out going up against this group on Sunday, which is already a tough challenge, but when you add in the fact that they're going to try to get pressure on Alex Smith, something they've been good at, definitely something the Chiefs got to figure out.
That's right. It's the 1-2 Chiefs versus the 3-0 Bengals. The Chiefs need a win. He's BJ Kissel, and now you know what to focus on.